USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. 10 GOP senators are calling for a trimmed-down version of the COVID relief bill. Top economic aide Brian Deese told CNN State of the Union today that the White House is open to a compromise.
We welcome input to say where we may have not gotten everything right, where we could be more effective. Certainly that's part of the process.
The senators in a letter to the president are requesting a meeting to discuss their proposal. In a sign that winter is not over, a major blast of snow is set to move from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Over 100 million people that are going to be impacted. And I really want everyone to take a look at D.C., Philadelphia, New York City. Right now, you're sitting under a winter storm warning. I do think this transitions into a blizzard warning later on tonight going into your Monday.
That's MSNBC meteorologist Janessa Webb. Winter weather alerts are in effect from Minnesota to Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.